I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Jonathan Gold's with me. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. And today we're off to Bel Campo, the restaurant, not the butcher shop, in Santa Monica.
Bel Campo is, I guess, first and foremost, a ranch, a 12,000-acre ranch at the foot of Mount Shasta in the way north of California. Anya Fernald is the CEO. Everything is grass-fed. There's no finishing on corn the way they do other places. They have their own slaughterhouse, and they use the meat from that ranch to supply, I think it's a half dozen restaurants in California now. There are butcher shops attached to all of them. But if you've ever cooked with grass-fed beef, you know that it cooks differently than the beef we're used to picking up at Ralph's or even at a really great butcher shop like McCall's.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It requires just a different set of knowledge.
It does. So to my thinking, the steakhouse is almost like a demonstration kitchen. It's showing people how to cook this particular meat.
Okay, so given that there's this close synergy between the butcher shop with all of its very unusual cuts and the restaurant, what should we be looking on the menu that really gives us a depth of understanding of some of the things that we might have trouble making or that we've never seen before?
One of the important parts of the menu is a list of tartars. There's three of them usually, beef, lamb, and goat. They have the texture of being hand-chopped, whether they are or not, which means that there's a little variety in the texture of it. And they're subtly spiced, and what you are tasting is the essence of the raw meat. It's kind of beautiful. But I have to say the soul of the restaurant lies in something they call the dinner for two.
Okay.
Which is a big shell steak, although you can get a rib steak if you want, a big chunk of creamy potato gratin, and like a salad with some cherry tomatoes and bacon on the side. It's the sort of thing that you would have gone to a place like Tracton's when we were growing up to get. But the taste of the steak is very different from what we're used to. There's much less fat. It's lean.
And it has a lot more texture.
That would be one way of putting it.
You need to use your jaws.
It's not the sort of American paradigm of a super soft, you can cut it with a butter knife, you know, held by an infant kind of steak.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Bel Campo, the restaurant in Santa Monica. Text the words good food to 69866, and you'll get a text with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes.